And this is a reservation of 645 people.
Well, most of those people don't live on the reservation. We have 88 acres here on the reservation itself. Most, we probably have 100 people living here, mm-hmm. and not all are Wiat, because you have to be a head of household in order to have a home here. Mm-hmm. And so some of the spouses are not Wiat, mm-hmm. which, you know, it's no neither here nor there. But there's probably about 100 to 120 people living on the reservation. Mm-hmm. Most of our people live outside of the reservation, living in Arcata, Fortuna, Lolita, and Eureka. And a lot of people live outside of Humboldt County. Mm-hmm. They live in other states. I have a cousin who lives in Germany who one day will move home. We don't know then. He's been there for 23 years.
But the first site you were talking about, Indian Island, that was the first site of the tragedy. And you are now... you have partial ownership of that site?
We purchased 1.5 acres of the island. That was the main dance area. We purchased that. And I called up, when I was chair, I called up the new mayor of Eureka. I gave him 3 months. When he took office, I gave him 3 months. Okay, I'll give him 3 months. Get this dust to settle. Then I called him up and he thought, who are you? I'm your newest best friend. And so I called him up, told him what I wanted, you know, and that's what I tell to young people. It's okay to be bold. Mm-hmm. It's okay to step out there in faith. It's okay to say what you want, mm-hmm. but don't be mean. Don't be nasty. Don't mm-hmm. be belligerent. Mm-hmm. Be bold. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And so... I was bold. I called up the mayor of Eureka. You know, who am I? Just another Joe Blow. And so we talked, and he's okay. Sounds like a good idea. Yeah. So I waited 3 months. Never got a phone call back. Never. I said, okay, I know how the wheels of government turn. They turn slowly. Mm-hmm. Okay, 3 months is enough. And he says, oh, yeah, it's on my list to do today. And then I says, you just put it on the list. And I was just antagonizing this poor guy who has now become a good friend. And he, from that moment on, set the wheels rolling to get the next 40 acres, all the property that the city owned north of the bay, where as the 255 goes across the island. Everything on the north side, or as you're going to the ocean on the right-hand side, is all the Wiats. Mm. And we had a big thing. And the poor mayor, he doesn't know what to do with me. That was May of 04. And June of 04, we had a big celebration to sign the deeds over and everything. And we're signing and he's signing. And so we had a gift exchange. So we gave gifts out to each of the members of city council, and here comes the mayor. He has a little flask, a little vial. And he was so proud of himself. And I am so bad sometimes. He presents me with this. He said, I kayaked over to the island and I got out and I scooped up some earth and I put it in this and I'm presenting it to you. And I accepted it. And I didn't know what I was going to say other than saying thank you. And I said, did you get permission to be on our island? His face just went red. And I didn't expect to get that kind of reaction out of him. Oh, Peter, I'm sorry. But that's a standing joke between he and I now.
But you also got support at a convention, a pass the hat kind of situation where...
At the National Congress of American Indians down in Palm Springs. I was there. I orchestrated an idea. I didn't orchestrate. I had an idea. I wanted to talk about sacred sites. And I wanted the people to know about sacred sites and what we wanted to do. And so prior to that was 1999. And we my sister and a staff member who also was a WIAT citizen, we went down to Palm Springs. And I was on the agenda with two other people talking about sacred sites throughout the United States. So it didn't just wasn't here. And it was really good. And one of my good buds from National Congress of American Indians, after I got finished talking, walks up to one of the, you know, the 8x4 foot tables, right? Takes $100 bill and slapped it. I mean, slapped it on there. And she says, "I challenge you to help the WIAT people get back their sacred sites. We all know what that means in our life and our tribes and our peoples." By the time we left, we had, to the penny, $40,000. I was taken aback. I couldn't even sing, so my sister had to stand down on the floor, because I was on the platform. She had to stand down on the floor and sing a song of thank you. But prior to that, there was we had selling posters. And the posters was of my grandniece, and she was only about 12 years old, and regalia. And we were selling them for $10 a piece. And I saw a professor. I said, "Pat, come in here, Ron." And so he came in. I said, "I got this poster. It's only $10. We're raising money to buy the island back, or our 1.85 acres. And he hee-hawed and ho-hummed around. He said, "Well, you know, I'm kind of short." I'm thinking, "You're a professor. You make more money than I do." And he said, "Well, you know, I just don't have any money on me today." I says, "I'll get back to you." I said, okay. The next day, he comes in. He is all duded up, sharp, black slacks on, black shirt, just pretty. And he comes in and he says, "Do you have a moment to talk to me?" And I said, "Sure." He says, "I went home and I can't remember his wife's name. I went home and talked with my wife. And I want you to know, you know, my mom had died." I says, "Yes, I'm so sorry to hear that." And she had died, you know, a couple of months earlier. And he says, "I want to tell you that my wife and I would like to give you money and some of my inheritance." And I said, "Well, you don't have to do that. I just wanted $10. And so he walked away. He left me speechless. I don't get speechless too often. And he left me. I waved at him. He walked out of the office. He said, "If you can raise $40,000, I will match it up to $40,000. So that was before I left for Palm Springs. So, and I came home, I called him up. I says, "You got a moment?" And he says, "Yeah, could you come down to my office when you get out of class or whatever?" So he finally gets down there sometime in the afternoon. I says, "I'm taking you up on your offer. We have $40,000 to the penny." He looked at me. "No lie. are you kidding me?" He did not think that. Yeah, and that was like in October, November. And what he finally did is that he cashed out one of his bonds and he gave us the $40,000. It wasn't enough to buy the island and or that 1.5 acres. So all of this, I knew somebody else on the East Coast who said, "I'll give you the money, don't worry about it." Mm-hmm. And he sent us the money, more than what we needed. Wow. But it was too late, because now, because it was at $90,000, we were $10,000 off. Uh-huh. But he didn't send it until about 3 months, 4 months later. And we didn't know that. We knew that there was a deadline each month, or each 6 months or 12 months. The cost would go up, the price would go up. We didn't know that we had missed the deadline, and so $90,000 became $106,000. But we got the money, we paid for it, we got it done.